show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Come on now, what's funnier than that?
He's a fag.
Let me see. Tomorrow we're going to find out if there's more girls that want to come down at some point in the next couple of weeks and beat the crap out of Matt the Annoying Intern.
Yay!
All right.
Also, here's an alert for Mike and for Rob.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we have a guest on the show and I really bogart the guest. Like when we had Tony Dungy on.
Right.
And I just crawled right inside the bad part.
Well, he's an icon.
Yeah.
Well, it's my thing. You know, sometimes we get these guys. Stanley, same thing, the guy from Marvel Comics.
Your thing.
Tomorrow, I'm going to step back.
What?
And let you and Rob have your time in the sun with Rickles.
Oh, baby!
Don Rickles.
Finally, we get Rickles on the show.
He's written some book about something. It's about...
It's called Rickles.
It's about his life, right?
Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow we'll have Rickles on.
Rickles!
I'm just going to lay back.
Cool.
Because I know that he's your guy.
Yeah, and he's going to be mean to me.
He's Rob's guy.
I hope he's mean to me. I hope that you lay back and you'll enjoy him because he's going to be mean to me. Because you know what? I'm going to talk about how much I love the guy, and he's going to be mean.
He'll hate you.
Yeah, I know.
And you'll love it.
I'll love every minute of it.
And you'll be very happy.
Yeah.
You know? And now here's Buzz.
Hello, dummy.
At Roswell Honda, everybody's
a
winner.
Did you call Buzz a dummy?
No, I was just quoting Rickles.
That's Rickles. He calls people dummy or hockey puck. He was doing Rickles shtick.
Yeah, hockey puck.
Okay.
At Roswell Honda, everybody's a winner. The New Mexico car dealership sent out postcards featuring a scratch-off game for a $1,000 prize. The odds of winning, said the fine print, were 1 in 50,000. So the car dealer was surprised the winner would show up at 9 a.m., so early in the game and already a winner. And then a few minutes later, another winner showed up, and then another one after that. The direct mail company had printed 50,000 winning cards and soon found itself scrambling to stop the delivery of all 50,000 of them. But for now, the winners just keep on coming.
Wow.
And everybody's a winner who walks past the compliment machine on a sidewalk in Washington, D.C. This red and white box is one of a string of art exhibits along 14th Street Northwest. The compliment machine is the work of Capitol Hill artist Tom Greaves. Tom says it's about our culture, and which now includes the philosophy that everyone is special and no one is criticized. Some people embrace that philosophy.
Please.
Other people hate it. If you approach the machine, it will say something nice about you. If you ask it for its opinion about the culture of nice, it will say, that's a very intelligent question.
Nice hat, F-Stick.
In Oregon, two 13-year-old boys are facing life as registered sex offenders.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Because they were playfully slapping girls' butts at school.
Hot.
The boys also face up to 10 years in juvie. The prosecutor says the girls who got the butt slaps, quote, these cases are devastating to children. They are life-altering cases.
Oh, please.
The boys' parents are stunned by all this. Two of the female victims, by the way, have since come forward to say they made it all up. Nevertheless, the case comes up in court next month.
Everybody can suck it.
Yeah, take them by the compliment box.
And yes, one of the men responsible for the porn classic Behind the Green Door was buried late last week in San Francisco.
Buried in what?
At number three.
Face down. Jim Mitchell and his brother, Artie, founded an adult theater in San Francisco in 1969 and went on to produce the groundbreaking porn film in the mid-1970s, Behind the Green Door.
An adult theater.
Just people.
Nice theater.
Jim turned eroticism into a political cause through the free speech battles he fought. He also battled his lunatic alcoholic brother and eventually shot Artie to death.
Behind the green whore.
Thursday last, he was laid to rest and mourned by a crowd of 300 people, including the mayor of San Francisco. And also, good news about athletes, or four athletes from Samoa who are looking to compete in the next Olympic game.
I don't want any athletes from Samoa.
The throwing Samoan.
Samoa is a South Pacific island just east of Australia. It sends about three athletes to each Olympics and has never won a medal. But next month, Samoa will be hosting the Olympics. And as of today, Samoan Olympic athletes are now allowed to have gay sex during their time at the event. Prior to this, the rule book included homosexual acts as one of the ways an athlete might embarrass the country he or she represents. But now it's been removed from the forbidden list.
Thank God.
It's not that the athletes hadn't already...
Beware of the backward step. It's a warning about your breath.
It's not that the athletes hadn't already had gay sex, but now they can have it Samoa.
And are you straight, bi, or gay?
All right, Buzz.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I knew you'd appreciate it.
We'll just wait and get the laugh value out of that.
All right.
Amen.
Samora.
Savor it. Samoa.
Samoa.
They can do it. They can do it, Samoa. Yeah. See? He's getting it now.
He loved it.
Incredible.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God. What a dumb joke that was.
Finally, Chris Rock says his porn...
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Chris Rock says his porn stash is just enough to get him by, not an illegal amount. Well, fortunately, there's no such thing as an illegal amount unless you're New York lawyer Peter Barta.
Peter North.
The 32-year-old is...
Peter North.
No, Peter Barta.
Pedro Norte.
The 32-year-old's been arrested and charged with being a peeping Tom. Peter is accused of using a hidden camera to watch women undress in the changing room at work. In raiding his home, police hauled out boxes of porn, X-rated movies, and some sexually oriented gag gifts. They got 90 videos and 211 copies of Playboy. That's over 17 years worth.
Oh,
that's
I gotta
good.
Give that
that's
around
a good collection, Buzz.
Along with some copies of Celebrity Skin magazine. Had to be a surprise to his mom. No. Since he lives with her.
Oh.
Yes, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
How come you didn't use the guy's name? Chris Kennard.
Peter Bart.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on.
What? What's wrong?
We just heard this tasty tune. Let's
see if it's good, it's good.
Let's hear another. Is it done freeze up?
It's frozen.
It done froze up.
Dun, 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 dun,
how unfortunate.
Dun, dun, dun. One, two. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sorry, we're out of time.
And out of music.
All right, that's it. Rocking with you on the Matt Hates Show.
Matt Hates.
Everybody hates Matt.
Yes,
we will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Want to say hi to my wife? I'll buy the stamps and the cocaine.
Buenas noches, Pedro Norte.
This is the Don and Mike Show.